This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Voters in Taiwan will elect a new president and legislature on Saturday. The U.S. allies' increasingly tense relationship with Beijing has dominated the election campaigns. But for many residents, it's the economy and how to make a living that are the biggest issues. The BBC's Cindy Su reports.
Chen Yuhong has been working at this noodle shop for several years, earning around $1,300 a month. His wife makes about the same amount, but they barely have enough to support their two young daughters.
We try our best to be frugal, such as by cutting down on entertainment, like watching a movie or traveling. We avoid smoking or eating a big meal out.
He says he can only dream of owning a home and doesn't think the election will change that. Chen Yuhong is also worried about losing his job. Inflation has driven up the cost of products the noodle shop uses. Goose meat has risen by 15% and pork by 30% this year. Now his boss is planning to close the store because it's no longer making a profit.
There's nothing I can do but try to find another job.
Taiwan's economy grew by just under 1.5% last year. While wages have increased, they haven't kept up with inflation, which is more than 2%. And food prices have risen by 3 times as much. The profits of technology giants such as global semiconductor maker TSMC and electronics assembler Foxconn aren't filtering down to ordinary people like Chen Yaohui. She owns a small eatery and says she's making 30 to 40% less than she was before the pandemic.
In the past, a family of four would buy 4 boxed meals from us. Now they buy only 2 and take them home to share.
Chen Yaohui says the current ruling party, the Democratic Progressive Party, is too focused on bickering with the Chinese government and instead needs to focus on improving people's living standards.
When both sides' economies have problems, how could you fight with each other? When you don't even have money to buy rice, how could you buy bullets?
Rising inflation and the difficulty of buying property is making many young people lose hope in Taiwan. College student Jack He works in a beverage store, earning around $6 an hour, just a little bit more than the minimum wage. After he graduates, he wants to move abroad.
I should try to push for a change, but I realize there's no way to change the current situation. The sense of helplessness is very strong in Taiwan.
Both the U.S. and China will be closely watching the outcomes of the elections, but the deciding votes may be economic rather than political. In Taiwan, I'm the BBC's Cindy Su for Marketplace.